This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees mild temperatures. It's a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Greece finalize a $3.5 billion Achilles Shield missile defense deal, marking the largest defense export deal between the two nations, according to the Jerusalem Post just 51 minutes ago. Also, Israel's airstrike on Syria's Abu al-Duhur airbase earlier today raises tensions, as reported by JNS. Concerns mount over potential strain between Jerusalem and Washington. Also this hour, outrage spreads online regarding Sarah Netanyahu's comments, with the Prime Minister's wife sparking controversy. Israel Hayom shared this news 19 minutes ago. Separately, as reported by Ynet 21 minutes ago, Israel's 2.6 million students returned to school. This includes children from communities evacuated following recent conflicts. And finally, a tragic ferry sinking off Cyprus leaves 8 dead and 20 missing. Walla reports that search efforts continue around the clock. This update is from a short time ago. Here's what people are saying online. Israeli activist and commentator Hen Madzig highlighted that Hakeem Jeffries, a leading Democrat, has condemned anti-Semitic remarks from Hassan Piker. This was shared earlier today. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's former minister, posted today about expelling Dutch diplomats from the Gaza Support Center. This follows the Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products. Belaz News confirms that Dutch diplomats must leave Israel within a week. This is in response to the newly approved Dutch trade legislation. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israel-Greece defense deal. The Jerusalem Post outlines that this agreement will see Israel providing Greece with a comprehensive missile defense system. This deal strengthens military ties and enhances security cooperation between the nations. It's a significant milestone in defense relations. Turning to the airstrike in Syria, JNS reports Israel defended its actions at the Abu al-Duhur airbase, citing security threats. The strike comes amid diplomatic tensions as the U.S. ambassador voiced concerns. The situation may affect future diplomatic engagements between Israel and the United States. Meanwhile, controversy surrounds Sarah Netanyahu's recent comments. Israel Hayom reveals her statements hint at internal betrayal and conspiracy theories. This has sparked widespread criticism online. The remarks may impact public perception of the Prime Minister's office. In education news, Ynet shares that schools have reopened for 2.6 million students, including those displaced after recent conflicts. This marks a return to normalcy for many families. The reopening is a hopeful sign for communities rebuilding after displacement. Lastly, the ferry disaster near Cyprus. According to Walla, search operations continue to find 20 missing passengers. The incident has prompted international cooperation in rescue efforts. It's a somber reminder of the perils of maritime travel in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that the Greece security deal may alleviate interceptor shortages for Israel, providing a significant financial boost to Israeli defense companies Rafael and IAI. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new venture by Avgad and Barak Finance, investing 49 million shekels in urban renewal projects. This partnership aims to rejuvenate central Israeli cities. And finally, CTech reveals that Echo has acquired Minimus technology and customer base. This move follows Minimus' decision to cease independent operations, marking a key acquisition in the tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.